This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so a former mechanic in Cleveland, a 47-year-old Carl Allenby, said to heck with it, I want to be a doctor. And he started taking some night classes. He really liked biology. Then he got into medical school. From what I understand, he aced his classes at Northeast Ohio Medical University. And then he was recently selected for a 3-year residency at Cleveland Clinic, Akron General Hospital. I don't know if that's internal medicine or family. And he's 47 years old. Young, okay? Right? We in our 40s, we really got each other's back when it comes to age. We're like, man, you're nothing. We're young. But what I love about this story is I told you guys a while back when we were talking about midlife crises or reboots, is this is a reboot. I'm not saying he was in a midlife crisis or anything like that, but he was a mechanic. He liked his job. He was good at his job, but he found his calling. And it's never too late to find your calling. And I talked to a lot of people, like, oh, I wanted to be a doctor, but I just couldn't. And like, why couldn't you be a doctor? And they're like, well, I wasn't that smart. And I'm like, I got through. Okay? I thought warp speed was like real. I told you guys about that, right? I'm in school. I'm at UNLV. I think it was a physics class. And I'm kind of sitting in the back. And they're talking about nothing is faster than the speed of light. And I go, but what about warp speed? And I was serious. And the teacher's like, what? Yeah, warp speed. And the guy sitting in front, one of these guys sitting in front of me goes, yeah, warp speed's not real. And then he asked me out. So I got a date out of it. But, yeah, I don't know why I thought warp speed was real. I really have a problem with that. Anyway, I might not be the sharpest tool in the shed with that. But people always, they have an excuse for not doing something because they think, and it's our fault, the powers that be, make it look like, becoming a, stockbroker, or becoming a lawyer, or becoming a police officer or a firefighter, is one of the hardest jobs ever. They are hard jobs. They are. But in order to be the bomb that you are, and be awesome, you had to suck in the beginning. Okay? Yeah, there are some of us that are born to be a doctor or born to be a musician, but there's a lot of us that, singers. I've heard singers sing off key. I've seen dancers trip. So, for those of you thinking about medicine and you're not 19, is it doable? Well, absolutely. Absolutely. So basically my course, which I told you guys, is I went to 12 schools. My folks moved a lot. And my senior year, they moved to Vegas. So I was not going to have my scholarship to ASU or U of A or NAU that I was promised, because I was like fourth in my class in Arizona, and so you were going to have a full ride. And I would have been the first person in my family to go to college, and so I really, really wanted a full ride. So we moved to Nevada, and I'm in my last year. I went to Clark High, and I graduated 11 instead of 4 because, I took off a lot of classes, and I was like, whatever. But UNLV gave me a full-ride academic scholarship, so I'm like, I'm going to go to college. I did have an opportunity to do some stuff with Catch a Rising Star. It was Catch a Rising Star was like the circuit where singers and entertainers can do stuff, and I really wanted to entertain. But when I got a scholarship, I'm like, okay, no, it's going to be all about, going into medicine, because I always wanted to be a doctor. So when you're in undergrad, the degree, you can use any degree to get into medical school, but you have to have requirements. So you have to have, like, biology or you have to have a certain amount of biology, a certain amount of chemistry, a certain amount of math. Well, biology, to me, was the easiest science. I mean, my son is going into engineering, And there's a lot of physics, and physics I can't do. But biology, oh, dang, because it's a lot of memorization. And so maybe back then, maybe now they do more problem-based type, you know, questions. I don't know. But for me, I could memorize anything. And so I was just acing my biology classes. Then came chemistry. Chemistry, I was good at math, so I could do that. I was in calculus 3, and then I did 2 years after that. I forget if it was differentials or analytical. I forget what they were. Biostats, I did that. And then had my chemistries, but it was the biology that was easy. And I just kept, and I loved it. You know, we got to dissect sharks and dissect fish and dissect chickens and cats. They were dead. Don't worry, they were dead. But I just thought that stuff was cool. Okay, but then you have to, you know, try to get into a medical school. So I was doing some research. I did a lot of volunteer work. And I love volunteering and charity type stuff. And then you had to take a test. You had to take the MCAT. Now, I had a 1450 on my SAT, so I was a good test taker. But the MCAT was hard. And I didn't have time to study for it because I was working 3 part-time jobs while going to undergrad. But when you like something so much, you do well. So for some reason, I did well, and I then got into medical school. So I went to UNR, and with medical school, the first 2 years is book work. A lot of memorization. And you also have to understand concepts, and you have to be able to apply it. But then after that, you're in the clinic setting, and that's where I roll. That was where I was like, you know what? Yeah, I like books and I could do tests, but get me in with a person. Get me one-on-one with a person. So you go through you go through like a family medicine or an internal medicine or an OB, and it was long hours. At the time, they were 36-hour shifts. You go in at 5, 6 in the morning. You don't leave till 6, 7 the next night. So really, really long shifts. But you had to have stamina. If you notice with any of this, all right, it wasn't about me being super, super smart. I could take tests, you know, but you didn't have to be super, super smart. You had to have stamina. Now, I also waited tables in medical school because I wanted to help put my brother through school. And, you know, so for me, I'm a multitasker and I'm just strange. But my story of getting into medical school isn't that I understood every single thing and I was a rocket scientist. I'm not a rocket scientist. My boyfriend at the time had wanted my truck to not swerve in the snow. So he goes, you need sand. So I'm getting you some bags of sand. So I took the bags of sand. I said, thank you. And then when he left, I dumped out the sand, right? Because he gave me bags of sand to put in the truck. Okay, I didn't know that you were supposed to keep them in the bag, right? So they got all soggy. And then I got stuck. And so I decided to, because I had rear wheel drive in my truck, drive backwards. So I drove backwards up the hill. I made it home. But the moral of the story is you're never too old to follow your dream, and you don't have to be super smart. Look at me. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. But don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And for those listening on KDWN in Las Vegas this morning, we're live, 1-877-362-3254 or 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So the Department of Homeland Security is issuing a security alert for small planes, warning that modern flight systems are vulnerable to hacking if somebody manages to gain physical access to the aircraft. This scares the hell out of me. The alert from the Department of Homeland Security, Critical Infrastructure Computer Emergency Response Team, better known as DCAIRT, recommends that plane owners ensure they restrict unauthorized physical access to the aircraft until the industry develops safeguards to address the issue. Apparently, this was discovered by a Boston-based cybersecurity company and reported to the federal government. Now, most airports do have security in place, so they restrict unauthorized access. And there is no evidence that anyone has actually exploited the vulnerability. But a DHS official did tell the Associated Press that the agency independently confirmed the security flaw with outside partners and a national research laboratory and decided that it was necessary to issue the warning. So the cybersecurity firm Rapid7 found that, get this, an attacker could potentially disrupt electronic messages transmitted across a small plane's network by attaching a small device to its wiring. Engine readings, compass data, altitude, and other readings could be manipulated to provide false measurements to the pilot. Now, nobody's died from this yet. You know, but then we have had some weird plane crashes, so you do kind of wonder if somebody's doing something. This is kind of like, you know, something you see in the movies. They say the warning reflects the fact that aircraft systems are increasingly reliant on network communication systems like modern cars. They say the auto industry has already taken steps to address similar concerns after researchers exposed vulnerabilities. Now, I don't have a Tesla. I don't know if I could. They're, like, really expensive, I think. And one of my friends does. And I don't really remember what he was showing me, but I guess he could make the car move without him. I don't know what he did, but it was, like, moving up and down the street without him in it. And he had control. And I was like, oh, well, that's, like, cool. No, it's not cool. That means somebody else could take a vehicle and hijack it. I don't like that at all. So the Rapid7 report focused only on small aircraft because their systems are easier for researchers to acquire. But large aircraft, they frequently use more complex systems, and they must meet additional security requirements. If you have an older plane, it doesn't seem to affect that. So it's the fancier control systems. Now, this idea of somebody hacking a plane. Okay, that's not new. Forbes had an article, I'm pulling it up, it was about a year ago, where there was somebody who hacked hundreds of planes from the ground. They say Ruben Santa Marta sat in front of his computer, peeking into the tentacle bowels of hundreds of aircraft flying thousands of meters above him. Now, I don't know exactly. What, you know, did he spy on the planes? Did he look at vulnerabilities? Could he have accessed them? And, I mean, could he have, you know, taken over? But this isn't the first time people have been caught wanting to. I believe in 2017, there was a Boeing 757 that was hacked. So them talking about only small planes, they said a Boeing 757. Their controls were hacked remotely while on the runway. According to this article from news.com, this came from Australia. They said the U.S. government official revealed that he and a team of IT experts remotely hacked into a Boeing 757 as it sat on the runway, and they were able to take control of its flight functions. Now, it looks like this was kind of a exercise, but Robert Hickey, a U.S. Homeland Security cyber sleuth, managed to take over a passenger plane at Atlantic International Airport. The plane was hacked in 2016, but Hickey revealed the chilling details during a speech at the recent CyberSat Summit. So, he said, we got the airplane on September 19, 2016. 2 days later, I was successful in accomplishing a remote, non-cooperative penetration. Oh, well, bravo, Lottie Flippin-Da. He said, I didn't have anybody touching the airplane. I didn't have an insider threat. So, you know, people are always trying to figure out ways to hurt us. And we've heard of medical equipment getting hacked. Medical people asked about that. You know, how safe are these medical devices or these defibrillators or these implants, you know, for your heart, pacemakers? And, they're supposed to be very, very safe. I mean, you know, we've been using things like this for decades. But we've gotten more tech and we have more computers, you know, involved in our lives. In fact, you know, they were talking about with these two recent plane crashes, I think one was near Madagascar, the other with Ethiopia, you know, they were blaming the new computer system and how a lot of the newer pilots are trained on these systems that they may not be able to go old school in an emergency like older pilots can. Which is why I think you should always have an old pilot and a young pilot in the cockpit. Just in case somebody has a heart attack, you got somebody with youth. Just in case somebody doesn't have old school training, you got the older person. But I think you need old person, young person in these cockpits. Because they think what happened is, with a couple of these flights that downed, that when things went awry, they didn't know how to override the computer system. We are so reliant on computers. You know, this Capital One breach, wow, I don't even know what to say about that. I forget how many, hold on a second, I want to pull this up. Anybody with Capital One, in fact, actually, there's a thing you could do to prevent yourself from fraud. It's really interesting. So this Capital One had disclosed a data breach, and it affected millions of customers. So a bunch of us have Capital One cards. Why? Because they got good miles, you know. And they say, if you want to stop somebody from using your data, all right, if they get hold of your credit card information or loan information, is to freeze your credit report. They say if you freeze your credit report, according to CNBC, it generally blocks outside access to your file. So a scammer is going to struggle to try to use your personal information to open up an account because the potential lender won't be able to check your report and approve the application. So if somebody is trying to take out money in your name, if you freezed your credit report, it kind of prevents them from trying to do anything. Now, is that going to help you with your, you know, credit card with, is that going to help you with, you know, getting your gas? And, you know, it's funny. Anytime somebody has stolen my purse, they've gone to a gas station. Why? Well, because you're outside. You could use the card. You put the card in, put the card out, fill up with gas, leave. Now, what they don't realize is gas stations have cameras, and so they know which gas pump used which credit card, and so they know, and so they could figure it out. But what a lot of people do is, until the credit card gets, you know, shut off, they'll immediately go fill up with gas, go and buy supplies, because they know the credit card's only going to last a certain amount of time. So these breaches and these hacks, they're not going away. And our data is out there. We don't have privacy. We were talking about in the first hour how Apple and Alexa workers were admitting how they listen to us have sex, have private conversations, because they have to evaluate the AI of these home units, these, you know, Google Homes, Amazon Echoes, things like that. And there's certain trigger words that may trigger it to be on, and so they're trying to improve those. But usually these devices listen in the background. And they listen in the background, and then they get triggered, and then they just start picking up on conversations. And then they realize, oh, it has nothing to do with me, you know, whatever. But it records it. You see, we think that, like, hey, Siri. Like, okay, I go, hey, Siri, it wakes up, okay? And then I'm like, go back to sleep, Siri. But the fact that it's always on, like, right, one eye shut. You know how when we sleep and we have kids, we have one eye shut and, you know, an ear open? That's kind of how these units work. So we might need to rethink what we're doing here with our new cyber world and computer world and all the cool stuff we could do. But I think having a plane completely relying on computers, you know, to me doesn't make me feel safe. And I get that Germanwings pilot decided to take the plane down. I get how it would have been nice if somebody could have remotely controlled it. I get that. But I just, you know, I'd like to know the numbers. You know, do computers cause more trouble than they're worth? 1-877-DOT-LA.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is at the Jamestown Settlement Museum in Williamsburg, Virginia. Now, the president is delivering remarks at the 400th anniversary of the first representative legislative assembly.
Here on the shores of the James River, the first representative legislative assembly in the New World convened. By the devotion of generations of patriots, it has flourished throughout the ages. And now that proud tradition continues with all of you. To every Virginian and every legislator with us today, congratulations on four incredible centuries of history.
Two people are dead and two others were injured at a shooting at a Walmart in Mississippi on Tuesday. The DeSoto County Sheriff's Office says the two people who died are believed to be Walmart employees. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, a couple of these stories have kind of made me scratch my head, and we just need to talk about them. I like the royals. I think Prince Harry is pretty cool. William, Kate, Meghan, Prince Charles. I watched the first season of The Crown. I need to watch the second season, but really, really good series. And I think it's fascinating, you know, the whole monarchy and... You know, and where its role is when it comes to politics. And, you know, I mean, I love history. And so, you know, still having bloodlines of dukes and earls and stuff like that, I think it's really, really cool. I thought, you know, Princess Diana, you know, and Lady Diana, and then later Princess Diana, you know, did some amazing things, you know, for, you know, charities and, you know, being a spokesperson and, you know, inspiring others and people look up to her. So I think there's so much good that the royals do. And the only thing is when I hear something like this and I start to scratch my head. So Prince Harry has revealed that he and Meghan are going to stop at 2 kids because they want to save the planet. Now, this is not something I was expecting out of his mouth. He's a pretty smart guy. I just wasn't expecting something like that. Apparently, he was being interviewed. He's 34 years old, and he had a reservation, an interview with conservationist Dr. Jane Goodall. I think because his wife is a part of British Vogue, is going to be in British Vogue. And he discussed the terrifying effects of climate change. And he assured her, the conservationist, that he and the Duchess, who is 37 years old, are only planning on having one more son after the birth of their son, Archie. He said, becoming a father has made us see the world differently, and the couple only want 2 maximum to help protect the environment. Which is kind of in contrast to William and Kate, who've already had 3 children, and I guess there's speculation that a 4th is coming. Now, okay, I get how if the Duchess is 37 years old, her doctor might have said, okay, you know what, 1 more in the next year or two, and then I don't want you having them over 40. So I get that, but they're kind of making a point that this is for the environment. Now maybe Prince Harry is smarter than this statement reads. Maybe he would have loved to have more kids, but, you know, like I said, she's 37. She probably won't be able to really start until she's 38, give birth by 39, and most doctors really don't want women over 40 having babies. They can. So maybe rather than say, well, you know, she's older, so we're going to kind of have to, you know, stop the factory soon. He said, you know what? We're doing our part for the planet. I hope that's kind of why he did it. Because the idea of stopping having children to save a planet doesn't make sense. And, okay, the reason why is, if anybody's ever taken science classes, okay? And again, I'm not saying this to criticize. I really like Prince Harry. I've always liked him. This is one of the first times I heard something that came out going, what? You know, he can't be serious. I almost thought it was a joke. I almost thought he was like making a joke about that. All right, our job on this earth as humans is to be fruitful and multiply. Not so much from the Bible, but our bodies are designed to have sex and make babies. Yeah, I know women, you know, hate when I talk about that, but I, you know, we don't have boobies for, you know, fun and to bounce dodgeballs off of or to make honking sounds. They're supposed to feed young. Our uterus, vagina, everything. That's about, you know, to get pregnant, making a baby. Same thing with the way a man is built. And so our bodies are designed for that in the animal kingdom. And in order for our species to stay vibrant and strong, we need to have numbers. Now, I understand there might be overpopulation in some cities and overpopulation in some countries, and we could run out of food. But us deciding to slow down our population growth when we're already in a world of birth control and abortion, in an effort to save the planet, doesn't make sense. I mean, I stopped at 2 kids because I was older. We were very, very lucky to have them because doctors who work 20-hour days, you know, aren't really the healthiest parents in terms of making sure the babies get enough amniotic fluid. I mean, I was on IVs, and I was running around with an IV and me seeing patients. You know, I mean, bed rest just wasn't working, and anyway, so I'm like, well, I might as well work, but I think we're done, because I didn't want to risk having a baby that, you know, couldn't make it. So after our 2, we stopped, but I didn't stop to save the planet. And if I was able to have a 3rd kid, I just happen to think my 3rd kid could help the planet. I mean, it's an odd thing for a parent to say, Because when you're a parent, you have kids, and you think the kids are going to change the world and change the world for a better place. So you wouldn't not make any more babies if you thought it was going to hurt the world. I mean, I am raising my two boys to love God, to love others, to love this country, to love, you know, this earth, and to have meaningful lives. If you guys were blessed to have life, okay, none of the selfish stuff, okay, you're going to give back. I don't care if it's working on a charity. I don't care if it's donating blood. I don't care if it's, holding people's hands when they're sick and praying with them. But you are going to be a part of the society, and that's good. So it's kind of odd to think that, you know, parents are making a conscientious decision, a very deliberate decision to not have any more babies because they think each baby is going to hurt the world. That just doesn't make sense. So I'm kind of a little shocked by that. That was just kind of odd. But, you know, it's the popular thing to talk about, climate change. I mean, are we as humans really hurting ourselves? Is it because we each have a car? Or we eat a sandwich and we toot, they say if we eat beef, we're hurting the environment. But I thought if we rip out a bunch of plants and eat those, that's hurting the environment because those plants are homes for bugs. And they also nurture the ground and they give us oxygen. So, I mean, eating plants, you can say can hurt the environment, too, if you want to say that. You know, I mean, everyone's worried about climate change and the concept that you and I living is ruining this earth and making it warmer. Well, the answer to an animal kingdom is to not just kill ourselves or to stop population. I mean, we're already aborting almost 1 million babies a year in this country. We're already, using birth control and trying not to get pregnant. So, I mean, how much more do we want to do to ourselves? You know, there's bloodlines of people that just end because they just didn't have enough kids. Now, again, I mean, you know, should a family have 10 kids that can't afford them? Maybe we do want to talk to them about birth control. But, you know, the idea that a kid is hurting us and hurting the planet, you know, it's just, I just don't see that as being a very humane thing to say. And then the next concept is if people are talking about, if this is the discussion, that the more humans we have, the worse off the environment is, are people thinking that, well, then maybe we should, you know, animals are hurting the environment too. Should we just start killing animals? Should we prevent animals from propagating and reproducing? I mean, are we going to start now giving birth control to cattle? I mean, what are you guys thinking is causing this weather to change? And, you know, why are you being so adamant that we humans are bad guys? You know, I don't know. So I just found that a little odd. I mean, you know, if you want to have a child, have a child. And you make sure that child helps the earth. That's what you do. You don't just stop having kids to save earth. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals,
Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so let's talk about opioid lawsuits. Oh, boy, is this a free-for-all. Everybody and their mother is suing Big Pharma because of the opioid crisis. And I'm really worried about you guys out there that are in pain and where you're going to get your pain medication from if these lawsuits become successful. Maybe Big Pharma's guilty, maybe they're not. But whenever another company that's like, oh, you know, I want to help people and I want to make a drug that helps me, you know, they look at lawsuits that, you know, could be in their future. They might be like, ah, you know what, I think I'm going to pass and let's maybe, you know, I don't know, work on incontinence medication instead. That just seems safer. So, in North Carolina, no, I'm sorry, actually this is South Carolina, two lawsuits have been filed against Big Pharma, accusing them of improperly distributing the opioids. The city of North Charleston, in Charleston County, South Carolina, they're trying to tackle the opioid epidemic with these lawsuits. It's against dozens of pharmaceutical companies accusing of improperly distributing the opioids. Some of the big pharma companies include Purdue Pharma, Endo Pharmaceuticals, and Teva. A lot of money in them. They got big, deep pockets. So obviously they're targets. Allegations of the lawsuit filed include nearly 160 overdose deaths between January 2016 and December 2017. So about 80 people had died a year. Medics administered Narcan over 900 times. According to the lawsuit, the number of opioids prescribed contributes to the issue in the city of North Charleston. Contributes to the issue. Wait a second. How many of this? Nobody's telling us how many of the cases were heroin or fentanyl or, you know, illegally obtained drugs. They say the city of North Charleston tweeted about the lawsuit Monday, saying the city is in part committed to funding the opioid crisis that affects the entire nation. Then it says the city is an active participant in the local addiction crisis task force, comprised of local, state, federal agencies, social service agencies, healthcare agencies, and other people engaged. So the lawsuit says this case arises from the worst man-made epidemic in modern history. The misuse, abuse, diversion, and overprescription of opioids. I don't think that's the worst man-made epidemic. I would think tobacco and obesity would probably be higher and worse than this. But according to the lawsuit, DEA data shows that Charleston County has the highest concentration of opioid pain pills dispensed in the nation. So they're claiming in this lawsuit, claims against the pharmaceutical manufacturers of prescription opioid drugs that engaged in a massive false marketing campaign to drastically expand the market for such drugs and their own market share. So they say that the pharmaceutical companies lied to market it, which to me as a doctor is kind of insulting because, okay, we doctors aren't stupid. If a pharmaceutical rep said, oh, no, it's a narcotic and it's not addictive, we shouldn't be practicing medicine if we believe something like that. So if there were any doctors or medical providers out there, nurse practitioners, PAs, that said, okay, this is safer, they have no business, you know, prescribing pain medications. I mean, you don't get out of PA school, nurse practitioner school, MDO school without understanding the pharmacology of these medications. So I really doubt the pharmaceutical companies were trying to dish out that BS to them, but they say they did. Then there were claims that the entities in the supply chain reaped enormous financial rewards by refusing to monitor and restrict the improper distribution of those drugs. So, what, the pharmaceutical companies made money on the drug? And again, I'm not here to defend the pharmaceutical company, but I'm here to tell you guys, be really careful about this witch hunt you're doing. Because if these pharmaceutical companies say, to hell with you all, I'm not going to make any more drugs, people are going to be in a pickle. Now, in Texas, Bexar County is suing $1 billion, $1 billion in an opioid case. They're suing for more than $1 billion, marketing the first wave of Texas trials, alleging fraudulent marketing has contributed to the opioid crisis. Bexar County authorities filed the lawsuit in 2018. Accusing drug companies of spending millions to create a publicity machine, which supposedly unbiased doctors to convince the medical community that opioids are safe and non-addictive. Okay, you can't convince the medical community of that. Again, if anybody believed that, they're idiots. I mean, duh. These doctors would suggest the best treatment for addiction was more opioids. Are you kidding me? Okay, we weren't treating addiction with opioids. We were preventing withdrawal. And if you couldn't get a person to go through rehab, we would start weaning them off their medicine. Who are you suing? See, they're going to sue the doctors next. Attorneys believe the $1 billion is a conservative estimate of the cost incurred by Bexar County taxpayers. It's a big burden on taxpayer dollars now with this issue. It destroyed many lives, affecting many families regardless of economic income. Wolf said lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies accused are having a societal impact. The trial is going to start October 2020. Hospitals and doctors, many of them are being very cautious with what they're prescribing today, and we already see some of the effect of that. Well, yeah, everybody is being cautious. A lot of them, they're just not prescribing. I haven't prescribed one narcotic since all this happened. I closed my practice, not, you know, because of this, but I just don't, I haven't written a controlled substance down in a long time. Well, that's what doctors are doing. They're like, no, 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 you're not going to blame, you know, your heroin habit on me. I understand I gave you pain medicines a while back for your tooth or for your fracture, but this lawsuit thing is scary. I know everybody's like, yeah, let's get the money. Yeah. So in Bexar County, over 4 years, beginning in 2011, they said 664 people died. And that's a lot. I mean, you know, 150, 170 people a year. That's a lot of people. That's according to the Texas Department of State Health Services. The county said the highest number of babies born addicted to opioids in the state. Between 2006 and 2012, which was kind of the apex of the prescription pill crisis, doctors in Bexar County prescribed more than 326 million opioid pills. They said enough to supply every resident of the county with 11 days worth of medication per year. Okay, see, when they play around with that, 11 days of medication, 11 days worth of, they're really playing around with that. Well, yeah, is that like four pills a day? So that means like 44 for the, you know, come on, 44 tablets. You know, anyway, so attorneys are working with addiction experts to create a mitigation plan to help people suffering from opioid addiction. If Bexar County wins a lawsuit, $1 billion will go towards drug treatment programs. So they're already getting the juries and society to kind of jump on board to go after the pharmaceutical companies. Look, cities need money. Okay, I'm not accusing any of these cities. I understand. They have a lot of, they have extra expense. They have to now stock Narcan. They have to train their cops. They have to deal with the extra hospital expenses. Okay, they need money. And since you can't really sue the family of the person that overdosed and used the medical and you know, city dollars, it's easier to go after the pharmaceutical company. If they think there's a case where they can say the pharmaceutical company duped doctors, then they have a case. But doctors, I don't know if you want to sit around for this one, because then the next wave of lawsuits is going to be, well, the doctors are the ones who wrote the medicines. They should have known better. They shouldn't have been duped. I mean, this is not good. In fact, there's been a lot of state legislators that have been hinting that people should be able to sue their doctor. But nobody's, you know, really letting that happen because they know the doctors would be like, I'm out of here. But they might want to rethink what they're doing now. You know, Johnson & Johnson is being sued for billions of dollars for the pharmaceutical crisis, I believe, in the opioid crisis in Kentucky or whatever. And on the other end of the spectrum, Johnson & Johnson has the only other Ebola vaccine besides Merck. And so if you don't want Johnson & Johnson to exist, we might have a problem with the Ebola vaccine. I mean, these companies have to make money. And they need to, you know, you get rid of these pharmaceutical companies, we're screwed. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.